Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
Turning your Bibles, your smartphones, however you are, find us on our scripture today, Psalm 105, verse 37 and following. The Lord, New Living Translation, brought his people out of Egypt, loaded with silver and gold. Not one among the tribes of Israel even stumbled. Egypt was glad when they were gone, for they feared them greatly. The Lord spread a cloud over them as a covering, and gave them a great fire to light the darkness. They asked for meat, and he sent them quail. He satisfied their hunger with manna, bread from heaven. He split open a rock, and water gushed out to form a river through the dry wasteland. For he remembered his sacred promise to his servant Abraham. So he brought his people out of Egypt with joy, his chosen ones with rejoicing. He gave his people the lands of pagan nations, and they harvested crops that others had planted. All this happened so they would follow his decrees and obey his instructions. Praise the Lord. You may go to your seats around the building. I come back in this worship experience to that 40th verse, which we utilize as our launch pad. They asked for meat, and he sent them quail. He satisfied their hunger with manna, bread from heaven. Guaranteed satisfaction. Guaranteed. How many times have you looked at a product that worked on TV but did not work in your home? Something, the course is from cleaning agents to weight loss pills, growth pills. Try all of those things. I saw a gentleman the other day when I was checking out of buying some products, and he had a big afro. I asked him, is there anything I can take? I'm not necessarily trying to grow it that long, but any growth is appreciated. Satisfaction guaranteed. Guaranteed satisfaction. There's no believer in this room, any person who has made that decision to give your life to Christ, and you regret that decision. You're glad you did it. You're glad somebody told you about Jesus. You're glad about it. Because the reality of it is that once you came to Christ, you had no idea what God was going to do in your life and mean to you. So you can come today and talk about guaranteed satisfaction. There is not, you are not going to be able to find an ex-tither. I used to tithe, but I stopped. You don't find those people. And the reason why you can't find them is because once they take that step of faith, they then say to themselves, there's no way I would try this without being obedient to God. Guaranteed satisfaction. A peace that is Sierra beyond understanding. Guaranteed. I have to tell you about it because I know what God has done in my life. Guaranteed. No doubt, no question, no second guessing. I'm sure, I'm anchored in the Word of God. Guaranteed satisfaction. There are three areas we're going to look at in the time we're going to spend. Number one, God can heap blessings upon His children as they navigate life. We're gathering this weekend, and of course, many of us can run our minds back to 9/1/2001. We can think about the tragedy of 9/11. 9/11/2001. Those many deaths, even on this morning, CBS News. And we throw that in there, Sherry, for everybody who thinks that you can have to record. It's live here. This morning, CBS was talking about, they were interviewing persons and photographer. Matter of fact, one photographer who captured, and he didn't know he was going to capture it, but he took a picture of a person who had jumped from one of the World Trade buildings. He captures it in mid-air. Matter of fact, somebody could look at that picture and say, that's my relative. Criticism was given to the papers that published that picture. Too graphic. Don't need to see that. But yet and still, we'll run to movies. Watch Netflix, Disney Plus, Apple TV, and the like. Matter of fact, I've been a fan of the Furious movies. But I must say that this last one has now moved into the ridiculous. I mean, I was all right when they were on the ground, but now they're in space. I mean, some things are beyond the scope of reality. My son has gotten me watching a lot of Marvel, and I will see the most recent one because he insists that we stay up to date. So that we can have dialogue. But I'm talking about, because really, when you look at the Marvel character, that it really is just an extension of God. The original Marvel character. God can heap blessings upon His children as they navigate life. The second thing is, place no limitations on the power and love of God. I will not limit His power nor His love. I talked to some about His power in the first service today when I talked about just the sense of God being able to raise His hands. how impactful that can be. The raising of hands. We can think about his power and we can think about his love. So I talked about how it is that God is able to watch us as we navigate. I'm putting no limitations upon it. His power nor his love. Then thirdly, God's blessings deserve our obedience. He's been too good to us for us not to be obedient to him. Even if I don't understand it. And I've done a whole lot of talking, you know, we heard our county executive earlier, and she was talking about people taking the vaccine, and someone, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. And all that. And I said, and even last night's worship service, I was sharing with persons, most of us don't understand how electricity works. That don't mean we sit in the dark. I don't understand. I don't understand how you flip that switch and the light comes on. So I'm just going to sit here. Guaranteed satisfaction. He deserves our obedience. We owe him our praise. We owe it to him. And Dr. Dawson talked about waking us up, and my bed was not my cooling board and all that this morning. She was going way back. But you look at the fact of how God is able to meet us every step of the way. Going beyond anything that we could ever imagine. Let's dig into it. Number one, God can heap blessings upon his children as they navigate life. I use that word navigate because that's what we're doing. We're navigating life. There's a whole lot going on out there, a whole lot of things that are going on, but I'm thanking God that he can help me to navigate this life. I don't understand it. Don't know how I can do it, but I do know a God who can help me to navigate. And as I'm navigating, he is blessing me. As I'm moving, as I'm stepping, as I'm being faithful unto God, God is blessing me each and every step of the way. And I use the word, he heaps blessings. He's blessing us so much, some of us can't even handle what he's done. But we're grateful. Or at least we should be. Grateful for the greatness of a great God. That 37th verse of this 105th Psalm said, the Lord brought his people out of Egypt. Here it is, loaded with silver and gold. I mean, there's a whole lot of folk out there right now who would love to be loaded with silver and gold. Amen. I mean, some folk, as a matter of fact, I was looking at a rapper the other day. He put all the gold in his mouth. I'm not looking for that. I don't think that's attractive. I don't think it's very becoming. Teeth, I don't even know if it even smells clear. The smell could. Anyway, hold on there. The Lord brought his people out of Egypt with silver and gold. And not one among the tribes of Israel even stumbled. He's going to bless you and he's going to empower you to handle your blessing. See, the problem is some of us get blessed and we can't handle our blessing. And so last night I was telling them folk that they get blessed and they become a trip. And you know, they say, you tripping now. I mean, who you think you are? I mean, I know you. I've been knowing you. And now, just because you got blessed, you tripping. See, I'm modernizing. The scripture says, they never stumble. They started getting blessed, but they were able to handle their blessings. They had the right attitude. That's why sometimes God's got to get some folk ready because he's trying to get your attitude right. so that when I start blessing you, you're going to know that you're going to be praising me. I'm waiting on you to get your faith together so I can heap blessings on your life. And when you start getting blessed, you'll be able to just accept it. Hallelujah. I can now be a blessing to somebody else. I've been blessed to be a blessing. Not because I've earned it. Not because I feel like I deserve it. But I'm here to be a blessing to someone else. That's the first thing I want to drop on you. Second thing I need to say, place no limitations on the power and love of God. He loves us in spite of us. In spite of every fault, flaw, every time you said a cuss word quietly, I know y'all holy now. Drop something on your foot, somebody runs against your car. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some, you're still working on it. You're still working on it. You had to pray. You said, just give me a moment, just give me a moment, just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. You don't need any mics on. No cameras. Place no limitations on the power and love of God. Psalm 105, verses 40 and 41. They asked for meat, and he sent them quail. Now, the blessing of this transaction. They ask for meat. See, some of y'all, if you go to a restaurant, you ask them for meat and they bring you chicken. You gotta take this back. And you ought to do that. I mean, but in this instance, they were not in a restaurant. If you out in the wilderness and you ask for something, whatever you get, you're gonna appreciate it. Some of us, our parents had to tell us that. We had to learn. He said, you need to be appreciative. You need to be grateful for what you have. Because there's somebody living somewhere else who would love to have what you have. You asked for meat, I sent you quail. But the scripture said, walk it slowly. It's like we walking a dog now. They asked for me, he sent them quail. They did not complain, Reverend McNeil. Then he said he satisfied their hunger. My late father, this is also the season that he checked out last year. But he always had his meals with bread. It could just be regular bread, but he wanted some bread. Now, you know, many of us, you know, whether it's bread, cornbread, biscuit, toasted bread, you know, before this service, we had waffles, pancakes. We didn't have pancakes today, but we did have waffles. Brooks, you enjoy your waffles? Brooks Jr., you enjoy yours? Enjoy your waffle? Did you get a waffle downstairs? I know I got mine. We had steak and eggs today. Yeah. See, I ain't all that, but it was all there. They asked for meat, but he sent them quail because God knew what they needed. He's the best chef in town. He said, you can ask for whatever you will, but God said, I'm going to answer. And I'm going to give you what you need. You can ask what you want, but I'm going to give you what you need. He's still doing that. And at the end of the day, satisfaction guaranteed. He satisfied their hunger. In other words, he topped it off. with manna, bread from heaven. I almost feel a Fred Hammond coming in here now. I'm about to commission you. But satisfied their hunger with manna, bread from heaven. Then it says he split open a rock. I'm not going to spend as much time on that as I did last night, but how big was this rock that is able to have water that is going to fill up a dry wasteland? The Hebrew word talks about it being parched land. It was not just dry, but it was very dry. And how many of us have been in a dry space, but God meets you in your dry spaces? And even during this pandemic, had, from a spiritual standpoint, Satan would love to dry up your faith. But I'm thanking God for people who've grown stronger in the pandemic. Your prayer life is stronger. Your meditative life is stronger. You're journaling more. You're closer to the Lord. He split open a rock, and the water gushed out to form a river. That's some kind of rock that can start a river. I don't know about you, but I'm thanking God for rivers of blessings. I'm thanking God that we've made it to the 9th month of the year. And I'm thanking God that he's able still to split open a rock and to pour rivers of blessings. Just you being alive. You look at them, they're younger than you, same age as you, and they're gone. Rivers of blessings. I'm thanking God for that. He split it open. He can split open that which is difficult. But nothing is too difficult for him. Whatever you're going through in your life, and I don't know who this one is for, but somebody who's in that dry space right now, God can speak to you. You're dealing with heartache, heartbreak, you're dealing with financial issues, physical issues. But I'm not going to let my faith shake. I talked this morning about learning how to be still. Let God work it out. I'm resting in his word with full confidence that he's going to meet us right where we are. The last thing I need to say to you, God's blessings deserve our obedience. Now, don't act like you're doing God a favor. Like you're doing God a favor that you're praising him. No, you're not. He's doing us a favor. And he's done us a favor over and over again. You deserve my obedience. You deserve my faithfulness. I thank God for folk who just rushed into worship today. I had to be in the presence of God. Not because of Sherry Hunt, not because of a camera person, but I needed to be in God's house. And when I came in, I hadn't even heard the sermon, but I already felt something bubbling, Sister Christy, on the inside. Something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a marvelous change has come over my life. Psalm 105, verse 42 through 45 ends up saying, for he remembered the sacred promise to his servant Abraham, the father of the faithful. And so he brought the people out of Egypt, and he brought them out with joy. And I'm thanking God that I got joy. I have joy. I have joy. I have joy. I have joy in my heart. His chosen ones with rejoicing. You've been chosen by God. That's why you can't sit down on your praise. He meets you over and over again. And every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. I will rejoice. I don't need a cheerleader to tell me that. Because I know what the Lord has done in my life. He gave his people the lands of pagan nations. If you don't serve God, hallelujah, God can take it from you and give it to somebody else who will appreciate it. I wish I had a witness here. Pagan nations, and they harvested crops that others had planted. Somebody else planted, but you got the blessing. Hallelujah. Why did you get it? I got it because God gave it to me. Blessing me right now from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. All this happened so they would do what? Follow his decrees. Obey his instructions. And those last three words, praise the Lord. Good morning, Highland Park, or wherever you catch the broadcast. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul, my soul got to cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, yeah, yeah, guarantee, satisfaction, hallelujah. They nailed him to the cross, they put him in a grave, but 3 days later, he got up, all power in his hand, guaranteed satisfaction. No man takes my life. I got to lay it down. Hey, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guarantee. If I was in an old western, I'd say, I guarantee he's able to do it over and over and over again. Guarantee. Satisfaction. No limit on what God can do. Oh yeah, no limit. He's still in the blessing business. Our virtual altar is open, and if you're in this place today, online, actually, I'm praying for you right now.
Come on, clap your hands. You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655 or visit us on the World Wide Web, fbhp.org. And remember, there's power at the park. I run these old